All right, Zach Bishop is with us from the Michigan DNR, and good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's sunny. It's my voice is starting to come back, so it won't be long before things are normal.
Good, good. Yeah, it's a little cooler today than I thought it was going to be this week, but that's all right.
Well, talk with me about wintertime fishing here in the UP, in particular the facilities that we can use to get out there and do some fishing. Obviously, we're probably talking more of ice fishing than boat launches, but these boating sites around the UP, tell me what the DNR's worked out with some local groups here.
Sure. So a few years ago, we started a pilot program to look at keeping some of these access sites open for wintertime use. Through that program, we've worked with a number of different organizations in order to plow our access sites, or a certain number of our access sites throughout the UP, in order for ice anglers or other ice users to be able to safely park their vehicles off the road and access whatever body of water they can for their form of recreation, usually ice fishing.
Yeah, that really is a safety thing, isn't it? You don't want people to be parking alongside US-2, with the weather how it is up here, and then walking back there. This is a good service you guys are doing. It is a safety issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is, especially with some of our busy sites, like the Kipling boat launch in Kipling for Little Bay to Knock. One of the most heavily used access sites for fishing, whether it's in our area anyways, for even during the summer, spring, fall, and winter especially, without having the ability to keep that access site open, we really limit the parking, and it really does become a safety issue.
Yeah, a lot of people use the Kipling site. Of course, they always have to keep an eye on the ice conditions there too, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. No ice is safe ice. And anglers should always keep that in mind, of course. But as as winters like this come and go, but we have great ice this year, it seems, so it is getting a lot of usage.
So how does this work? Does the DNR then pay people who live in the area to go out with plows, or is it a sportsman group or the county road commission? What is it?
We've partnered with a lot of different types of organizations. Some of them are local businesses. Some of them are private individuals. Some of them are road commissions. The department itself does not pay for these things to be done. Some of these organizations fund this themselves. So it all depends on the access site, right? And who's doing it on how they're recuperating that cost.
Okay. And how many of them are there? I know you can't plow every single one of them out across the whole UP. That wouldn't be possible, but quite a few of them.
Yep. There's almost 30 different boating access sites. 10 of the UP's 15 counties have access sites that are plowed. There's a few in... namely, Marquette County has quite a few of them. Mackinac County has a few. Dickinson, Delta. Like I said, 10 of the UP's counties have plowed access sites, nearly 30 locations in total.
And do these sites have any restroom or anything like that, or is it just a place to park?
It's just a place to park. Most of them have vault toilets there, but... in the wintertime, they may be locked up or screwed closed. It's mostly just for plowing, or our agreement is just for plowing these access sites, just to keep them open, not for maintaining the rest of the facilities there.
Right, right. Okay, well, anything else you want to mention about this? And to let we do have your press release, which kind of lists which sites are open to people, but anything else you want to mention?
Just a big thank you to the individuals and organizations and businesses that assist the department with keeping these access sites open. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate what they do to help us keep these access sites open.